We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Shemichan Yaakov ben Pinchas Leo. We are in Chulin Perakei Mishnah. Yom Echad Ha'amur Ba'osove Espino. The fact that the Torah says Osove Espino Lo Sishchatu B'Yom Echad, Yom Echad on the same day. So we learn from that phrase, Yom Echad, Hayom Holech Achar HaLaila, that the day follows the night. The same when it comes to Shabbos and Yontif, the day starts at night. So too, when it comes to Osov Espino, it's the same thing. So if let's say you shechted the mother at the beginning of the night, you can't shecht the child that whole night and the entire next day. But let's say you shechted the mother at the end of the day, 5 minutes before Shkia, you'll be able to shecht the child an hour later after Tzeis HaKochavim. Ezu, so that's Yom Echad. Ezu Darash Rabbi Shimon Ben Zoma. Shimon Ben Zoma taught. Nemar B'Maaseh Bereishis. So he derived this from the Psukim. When it comes to Maaseh Bereishis, it says Yom Echad. It says Yom Echad here also in Vayikra Chav Beis. My Yom Echad Ha'amur B'Maaseh Bereishis Hayom Holech Achar HaLaila. Just like when it comes to Maaseh Bereishis, the day follows the night, the halachic day begins at night. Af Yom Echad Ha'amur B'Osov Espino, the same thing is true when it comes to Osov Espino, Hayom Holech Achar HaLaila. The day will follow the night. And that's why, if you shecht, let's say you shecht the child sometime in the afternoon, you'll be able to shecht the mother that night. You don't need a full 24 hours. And that's Shimon ben Zoma derives this from Sukkim. The question is, why does he have to derive this from Sukkim at all? That's the way halacha usually works. We always assume that the day starts at night. So the answer is, when it comes to karbanos, it doesn't work that way. Vayikra Zayin, the pasuk says, Biyom karbano yeyachel, lo yanich mimenu ad boker. So when it comes to karbanos, yom karbano, it means that the laila that follows is also part of the yom karbano until the next day. So it's really the halaila olech achar hayom. The night follows the day when it comes to karbanos. The karban is brought during the day and then it stays on the mizbeach at night. So maybe one would have thought when it comes to osov esbano, the same thing should be true. So therefore I need Ben Zoma to tell me yom echad by Maaseh Bereishis, yom echad when it comes to osov esbano, and therefore we say the hayom olech achar halayla, the day begins at night. Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, we begin the halachos of Kisui Hadam. Halacha, the Torah says in Vayikra Yudzayin, V'ish ish mi b'nei Yisrael, u'min hager hargar b'socham, asher yotzud tzeid chaya o'ov, a person who hunts literally a wild animal, or a bird, asher yachel, which we're allowed to eat, v'shafach estamo, v'chiso be'afar. When the blood is spilled upon the shechita, you're supposed to cover it with dirt. So we learn from here there's a mitzvah called Kisui Hadam when it comes to shechting a kosher wild animal like a deer or shechting an Oph Tahor, a kosher bird like a chicken. And that's the topic of this Mishnah and this parak really. Kisui Hadam noheg ba'aretz uvechutzal aretz. So like the halach of Osov Espino, this is not a mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz. So it doesn't connect to the agriculture of the land of Israel, and therefore the din of Kisui Hadam applies not only in Eretz Yisrael, but in Chutz La'aretz as well. Bifnei habayis, so shalom bifnei habayis, whether there's a Beis HaMikdash standing or not. Bachulin avalom ba'mukdashim. So here is where Osov Espino and Kisui Hadam are different. Osov Espino applies both to chulin, both to non-holy animals, and to karbanos mukdashim. When it comes to Kisui Hadam, that only applies to chulin. There is no halacha that was supposed to do Kisui Hadam on mukdashim when it comes to the karbanos. What karbanos would potentially I be doing it with? Most karbanos are behemos anyway. And Kisui Hadam only applies to chayv and oaf. But let's say chatas oaf or an olas oaf, so there's no mitzvah Kisui Hadam. And then Mishnah says, "V'noheg b'chaya uva'of." It applies to chaya and oaf only. How do I know that? So one opinion is, well, the pasuk says, "Tzeid chaya o'of." So it mentions a chaya and oaf. Doesn't mention a behema. And the Gemara learns this from the halach of bechor baal mum. When it comes to a behema that has a blemish, that's a bechor. So bechor normally is brought as a karban, but if it has a blemish, a mum kavu, a permanent blemish, it's not brought as a karban. It's shechted and eaten by the kohanim. It says in Devarim Tezvav, rakes damo lo sochel ala aretz tishbichenu kamayim. Don't eat the blood of the behema of the bechor. But rather, the blood should fall onto the ground like water. So the Gemara learns the following: Mamayim einam tunim kisui, avdam behema eino tarn kisui. So the fact that when it comes to a shechting a behema, not a chayvon, a shechting a behema, and there specifically speaking about a bechor, it says that you can't eat the blood, but what should happen with the blood? Oh, it should just be poured, or it should just spill on the ground like water. Well, water doesn't need to be covered at all. So to the dam of that behema, the blood also doesn't need kisi adam. So therefore, kisi adam does not apply to a behema. So only by a chayin oaf. And then the Mishnah says, b'mezuman. This applies to a chayin oaf, which are mezuman, literally means designated. It means that they're prepared, they're ready in their person's backyard. Uvishen mezuman, or a chayin oaf, that's a wild, let's say, and you want to shech them, you find them in the middle of the road, middle of the street, middle of the field. And you have to hunt them, you have to trap them. So also it applies to them as well. V'noheg b'koi. And it applies to a koi as well. So what's a koi? So the Gemara on Daf Peyam and Aleph brings a variety of opinions as to what a koi is. A koi is, and now, what we do know about a koi is that it's a suffek chaya, suffek behema. Not sure if it's a chaya and would require kisi adam. Not sure if it's a behema and would not require a kisi adam. So the Gemara in Chulin on Peyam and Aleph says the following. Koi zeh el habar. One opinion is that a koi is a wild ram. V'yeshom rim zeh habamin hatayish umin hatzviya. And there's another opinion that says it's the offspring of a male goat and a female deer. And Rabbi Yossi omer koi beria bifnei atzmahi. A koi is its own creature. V'lo v'chriu b'chachamim imin chaya imin behema. It's not that it's a suffix this or that, meaning it's its own creature. The chachamim though have not decided as to what it is. Is it a chaya or is it a behema? And there's a third opinion. A final opinion, rather, where the Braisa says, "Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer min behema he." Now, I believe that the koi is a min behema, and it doesn't need kisi adam. V'shel base dushai hayu megadlim mehem adarim adarim. And I'll tell you, the people, the house of Dushai, would raise many herds of this koi. So, since there is a suffek about this, so the Mishnah tells us v'noig mekoi, which means you have to do kisi adam. Why is that? For when it comes to a koi, v'pnei shehu suffek, because it's a suffek chaya. So therefore, we have to do kisei adam to cover ourselves. No pun intended. Ve'ein shochatin oso biyom tov. But we don't shecht the koi on yontif. Now, we're allowed to shecht animals on yontif. You can shecht the behem on yontif. You can shecht the chai on yontif. But a koi, which is a suffik chai, a suffik behem, you can't shecht on yontif. Why? Because maybe it's a behema. And it doesn't require kisei hadam, and therefore you can't be mechalal yontif to move dirt, which is muktzah, in order to cover it misafek. So to shecht an animal that may need kisei, may not need kisei, and if you do kisei on it and it was really a behema, then you just wasted your time and did a malach or did an iser derabanan at least of moving. Moving dirt, moving sand, so that's not allowed. And if we don't shecht a koi on yontif, im shachato, let's say you did shecht it on yontif. What should you do? You don't cover the blood, even if you have dirt that's ready and waiting for you, you don't have to dig anything. We don't want people to think, oh, look at that. You covered its blood, it must be a chaya. And then, so what's the problem with that? Okay, so you cover the blood. So the answer is, If you think an animal is a chaya and it requires kisei adam, you can get into trouble another way. Because if the animal is really a behema and not a chaya, then the chalev is going to be usur. You're not letting the chalev, the forbidden fat from the back of the animal, which is an isur kares. So it's very important to know whether something is a chaya or a behema. You don't want people to think something is a chaya when it's really a behema. Because if it's a chaya, they'll eat the fat from the back of the animal, not realizing it's really a behema, and the chalev is an isur kares. Therefore, kisei hadam, we will do on this koi, even if you shechted it on yontif, only after yontif.